there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Brian, I'm going to call this the Big Balls Tuesday edition.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday it was a big Monday. Today, the Big Balls Tuesday edition.
And well, there's two of them for Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Evan, hello to you as well. He's here in the world headquarters with me. I'm back in Madison, baby. Evan, lightly screening your calls. The phone lines, they're always open here at 844-967-2789. I am amazed at the balls on these guys. And I mean the entire Republican Party. They have enormous cojones, and they're not afraid to show them off. What do I mean? They have led with some of the most outrageous things. We as Democrats, you know, we try to be moderate. We try to be rational, sane. Republicans, not so constrained. They don't have any of those problems, Fancy Brian. And I want to lead today with a little story, kind of lay it out for the people. It's about the audacity of the Republican Party. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post, from DeSantis to Paul Manafort to Eastman, the GOP audacity is a marvel. And in regards to Eastman, John Eastman, the lawyer guy, the guy that the federal judge in California said probably committed crimes in cahoots with Donald Trump trying to overturn the election. Do you know he's still at it? He's still trying to overturn the election? You think if you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar and the federal judge said, yeah, you're probably a criminal and you probably are in cahoots with the former president, you know, which brings a little additional heat on your case, let's just say, I probably wouldn't be out there advocating to steal the 2020 election.
But how do you back off from that, though? You've made a pretty big, I mean, that's a pretty big meatball hanging out there.
Oh, you mean he's like 2020 ride or die, right?
You're already pot committed. You might as well go with the hand that was laid.
No. I would stop digging. If I was in this ginormous hole and the ground around me starting to crumble, and I'd stop digging.
He's putting the house up, man. He's putting his house up on that bet.
Lordy, there's tapes. There is a tape of John Eastman in Wisconsin. We're going to play it for you. You got to be patient for that. You know, that's the tease. It's coming later. But John Eastman was in the state of Wisconsin last month meeting with the Republican Assembly Speaker, and he put forth a plan, and Lordy, there's a tape of it, how he would overturn the last election. He thinks it's still possible. Hell, he's still advocating for it. Legal or illegal? Let it be damned, because he's got big old balls. Let's start with Paul Waldman. Sorry to be crass. I wish mine were nearly this large. A liberal, it used to be said, is someone so open-minded that they won't take their own side in an argument. I never had that problem. Your average conservative, on the other hand, is often wrong, but never in doubt. See Lou and CJ and a lot of them. A lot of you guys, you're probably listening right now. And at this point, at this intense period of conflict between the Republican and Democratic parties, the audacity gap between the two has seldom been more striking. Let's start in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis just prevailed in a standoff with the Republican-run legislature over the state's congressional districts. After the legislature drew new districts that maintain the GOP advantage Republicans currently hold, 16 of the state's 27 seats. Well, DeSantis decided it wasn't good enough. He drew his own map, vetoed the legislatures. Experts say DeSantis' map clearly violates both the Florida Constitution and the Voting Rights Act. Among other problems, it eliminates two majority black districts. But the legislature has bent the knee to DeSantis, turning over the map drawing process to him. What's he up to? According to NBC News, sources close to the governor says that, and here's a quote, DeSantis wanted a court fight focused on provisions in the Federal Voting Rights Act, as well as the state's constitution that generally prohibits the dilution of minority voting strength. He wants to pick this fight. He's showing his audacity. This is the audacity of the GOP. I'm going to read a little bit more, but first I'm going to take a little sip of my rocket fuel. Ah, yummy. That would make this stunt like the state laws that outlaw abortion, knowing that doing so is unconstitutional. For now, DeSantis, who clearly wants to be president, could be hoping that his name will be on the lawsuit the Supreme Court uses to drive a final stake through the heart of the Voting Rights Act. Given the court's conservative majority has steadily eroded voting rights, it's not a bad bet, but unlike some of the cleverer ways Republicans have engaged in voter suppression, it's impossible to see with a straight face that he isn't waging a direct assault on minority representation. Nevertheless, DeSantis is betting on a political audacity. Like many other Republicans, when it comes to personal audacity, you have to give some credit to Paul Manafort. You remember Manafort, right, folks? The disgraced and convicted former advisor to Donald Trump. You may remember that, among other things, the chair of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, Manafort passed confidential campaign polling data to an associate the Senate Intelligence Committee identified as a Russian intelligence officer. Well, that's kind of ballsy. Given Manafort's history with Ukrainian politics, he spent years there helping Viktor Yanukovych, who fled to Russia when he was overthrown as president in a popular uprising. Manafort might think this would be a good time to lie low. But no, political reports he's hanging out a shingle to offer business consulting services. Manafort touts his unique expertise as an ability to help people with strategic advice to solve their problems or give them comfort. I mean, what a swell resume. Solving problems and giving comfort.
Man, how much for a hug from that guy?
A lot.
It's amazing. Does it have to be an hour, or are you just going to charge me for the full hour for the hug? Make me feel better, buddy.
But in the news today, the most audacious of all might be John Eastman. We just talked about him. The Republican lawyer who was advising Trump in the days leading up to the J6 insurrection. Eastman wrote the now infamous memo laying out a strategy to overturn the results of the 2020 election based on a legal analysis nearly every expert has said is utterly preposterous. In fact, last month, a judge denied Eastman's request to shield documents from the Congressional Committee investigating the insurrection. Those documents, the judge ruled, fall under the crime fraud exception, which states that attorney-client privilege doesn't apply if the attorney is helping his client commit a crime. Like I said, you think he'd want to lay low, but no. You might think that given the heat he's under, Eastman would do what any normal person would and steer clear of any election-stealing controversies, let's just say. But he did not. ABC News reports that just last month, Eastman traveled to Wisconsin, where the state Republican Party is still engaged in a quest to come up with some kind of rationale to reverse President Biden's victory in the state. Man, we're on the front lines here. I'm telling you, it's a daily war with truth or fiction with these guys. But let me read on. On March 16th, and here's a quote, Eastman and others spent nearly 2 hours behind closed doors pressuring Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to nullify the 2020 election and reclaim the electors awarded to Biden. This is how people behave when they believe there are no consequences for their actions. And you can understand why they might think that. Trump, whose entire life is a tribute to the power of audacity, pardon Manafort, along with the rogues gallery of crooks and grifters who made up his cronies, from Roger Stone to Stephen K. Bannon, and who in the Republican Party has condemned Eastman, or Manafort for that matter? No one. They know that there are no ethical or moral transgressions that will get you banished from the GOP. The only meaningful sin? Disloyalty. There are times when both parties may ask themselves, can we get away with this? Even if the answer is sometimes no, what differentiates them is that the Democrats are terribly scared by their defeats, gripped by the fear, I tell you, that they'll be rejected by the public if they act too boldly or too firm in their convictions. Republicans, on the other hand, almost inevitably decide that their only mistake in the past was being too timid and insufficiently ruthless. To the question, can we get away with this? They almost always answer, why not? Who's going to stop us? Unfortunately, more often than not, that turns out to be right. And that's why Crudy rants nearly every day on the radio. Because the Department of Justice is not stopping it. And it's a crime, and the crime continues. I mean, this whole thing, you know, well, we'll roll it up from the little fish all the way up to the big fish. Well, Eastman's one of the bigger fish. Donald Trump won the bigger fish, right? But you don't need the guppies to tell you that the big whale is a corrupt bastard. He's audaciously done that himself. I've got John Eastman on tape. I'm going to play it for you fine people today. Eastman, Lordy, there's a tape. Him laying out the plan for overturning the last election. And he's doing it, April of 2022. Check a calendar, man. I mean, he's got some big old you-know-what. Come back with us. I'd like to think I do, but, you know, I'm not quite a Republican. Fancy Brian, I bet you got some big ones, man. You're a big guy all the way around.
Well, I let's just say I did a photo shoot out in L.A. In the backyard, and it was in front of me was a statue with a little cherub holding an apple. It was pretty good. It was a good shoot. Good day. Good weather.
Come back. It Takes Two. Devil's Advocates and You. More coming back.
What's this, sir?
We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It has a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.